Hello?
Yes, hi.
Yes, hi. Thank you for calling customer service. I was just giving you a call back.
Yes, I was on hold. I wanted to know, my card was charged and I did not make this purchase, and I'm trying to dispute it with my Citi card. And they sent me a letter that you guys are saying that I filled this out. I never received any product. I don't have any membership, and I was not interested at all in this, so I want to know how you guys are scamming people and doing this, basically.
Okay, ma'am. So are you disputing it with your bank right now?
Yes.
Okay, so since you are disputing with your bank, ma'am, you're supposed to take all questions to your bank.
Right, but I just want to know how you guys got my information if I didn't order anything and you guys are saying that I filled something out with my shipping address and this and that, and that the bank is refusing the dispute because you guys sent them information that you actually sold me some product or whatever, and you did not.
Okay, well, did you want me to review the order number with you? I mean, I don't know what you want me to tell you.
I guess, I mean, I don't know how what order, because I didn't place the order. But if something could be stopped or canceled, then I would like to do that because I didn't do any ordering.
Okay, I'm sorry that transpired with you, ma'am. Can I have your zip code?
18058.
And that was 18058.
Yes.
Thank you. Can I have your name?
Marta Tremera.
And can I verify your mailing address?
151 Lower Valley Drive, Kunkel Town.
Thank you. Okay, so what I'm showing down is that back on April the 26th of 2022, you had went online and had signed a sweepstakes to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner.
Yes.
So that's what I'm showing that had transpired. That was back on April the 26th.
Right. It was a Home Depot email for some reason, and it was a survey, and then it said that I won the Dyson, and I was supposed to pay shipping of $5.99, and that's when I put my credit card information in. And now I'm being charged by you guys $59.89 for what?
Now this was back on April the 26th, and I'm showing down that you had spoken with someone already, and it looks as though you were blacklisted back on April the 12th. I'm sorry, May the 12th.
It wasn't me. If anything, Citi tried to call you guys because they tried to resolve it.
Okay.
This is the first time I'm actually calling.
Okay. So is this the charge right here that y'all are disputing?
Yeah, I'm disputing it because,
Okay.
first of all, it was a Home Depot survey. And second of all, it was $5.99 that I was supposed to pay for shipping, and I was charged $59.89 by Best Result Trends, which I never even went on.
Yes, ma'am. So since you are disputing, as I told you earlier, you are supposed to take all questions to your bank. I just was telling you what because you wanted to know the order, but yes, you're supposed to take all questions to your bank.
But they need me to send in proof that this was canceled. And I don't have any proof because I don't have any proof from you guys. So where am I supposed to get this proof?
Okay, well, I can give you the cancellation number.
Okay.
See, it's in Charlie. 920-662-368.
And that's my cancellation number?
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your name?
Ulysses.
Can you spell that for me?
Ulysses.
Okay.
When
was that canceled?
May the 12th.
May 12th. Okay. Okay. I guess all right. That's all for now.
All right. Well, thank you for your time, ma'am.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.